from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
For participating in the phone calls. We're not done just yet. I just like to say that, whether it be via Twitter, at a cat named Mo, at Geo on air, at Jerrica on air, or whether it be via the BDRS Facebook page, or simply calling in 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You guys have been there tonight, and we do appreciate that. And now,
the Freaks at 9. Again, as I often say, you think the well's going to run dry, but it never does.
No.
Tonight, we're going to kick it off in one of the worst places in all America.
Newport Richey?
No.
Oh.
Gainesville, Florida.
Ooh.
Hogtown, Mo.
Hogtown.
Good old Hogtown.
Those are your words, not mine, my friend.
A Gainesville woman was arrested Saturday in Gainesville after she broke into a home.
Okay.
She stole over $1,000 of property in this home.
Okay.
Little Ashley Renee Nobles, 34 years old.
All right.
She was arrested shortly after witness said that they saw her running from the apartment in Gainesville, Florida, Hogtown. The burglary victim said that somebody entered her home through the front window, damaging a table and a glass candle, and the items that were missing included a $400 diamond ring.
Okay.
A $210 Nike shoe.
Oh.
A $40 Converse shoe.
Oh.
A $75 speaker. And three hair extensions valued at $280.
Now, you're saying shoe. She didn't steal the pair, the Nike pair or the Converse pair?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Neighbor saw someone running from the apartment. Bag in hand, hair extensions in the other hand. Deputies then stopped a Ford Crown Victoria.
Ooh, Crown Vic.
Great ride.
All right, yeah.
And detained the woman, who denied entering the victim's apartment. She said, that wasn't me.
Right, wasn't me.
Let deputies search her car. Said, listen, wasn't me. You want to search my car? Go right ahead. They found one Nike shoe and one Converse shoe. It was at that point that the victim was then able to prove that the shoes were hers because she was able to provide the matching shoes to the boys down at the crime lab.
Yeah, rookie mistake. You always take both shoes. Always.
The missing ring, the speaker, and the hair extensions were not found.
Well, in her defense, looking at the mugshot, she really needs those hair extensions.
But she had the one Nike shoe and the one Converse shoe. And the only reason she got caught is because the other lady had the matching shoes.
Now, could it be that because it was dark, she thought she had had a pair of shoes?
Clearly, she thought she had a pair. But this is what the dead giveaway is, that the victim had the other shoes.
Oh, baby, freak! Come on, Ashley Nobles.
That's how they do it in Gainesville,
man. Yeah, how you going to be rolling around foul with a name like Nobles?
Those Gators. Can't trust him.
Cannot.
I hope she had that $400 diamond ring insured.
Listen, we're not here to mock the people.
Oh, yeah, we are.
For the $400 diamond ring.
Let's go to Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
We'll keep it in Florida for now.
All right.
Authorities in Broward County arrested a man who robbed a bank.
Okay.
This happens all the time.
Sure.
It's not really freaky about a good old-fashioned bank robbery.
Not at all. Unfortunately, not at all, Gio.
Except this one, like often the freak stories do, this one comes with a little bit of a twist. According to the FBI, Alexander Sperber said he woke up Tuesday morning, just decided to rob a bank. And then he wanted to start his career as a comedian. I'm not making this up. This is what the police report says.
He wanted to rob a bank to start his career as a comedian.
He wanted to rob the bank because he wanted to start his career as a stand-up comic.
Well, what's the punchline?
Well, According to the criminal complaint, authorities say he parked his car at the bank.
Okay.
Made a gun motion with his hand and then demanded money from the teller.
Okay.
Typical bank robbery, just like you'd see on TV. Says the bank teller then gave him a bag with about $4,700 in the bag. Officials say then the red dye pack exploded in the bag, doing that red dye ink all over the place.
He didn't know nothing to ask for the money without the dye pack.
Leaving the dye on his clothes and on the cast that he had left on his. The guy had a broken arm, so he had a cast. So it's covered in red dye.
Wait, he's robbing a bank with a broken arm? A clipped wing?
So the red dye explodes all over the guy's clothes. He's got a cast on, all of the cast.
Oh, poor bastard.
So when that happens, what do you think you do next?
I think you turn yourself in. It's all over.
You get the bank. Is up. You got the $4,700. Dye pack goes off. You didn't see that. Didn't foresee that one.
Money's no good. The clothes are all marked up. It's a dead giveaway.
Well, Alexander Sperber, he didn't do that.
Oh, did he think outside the box?
He did.
Oh.
The guy's, he's got to have that quick wit if he's going to make a comic.
Yeah, this is true.
He decided to take off all of his clothes and then start making a run for it. Naked. Down the street.
Now that's not going to flag anybody's attention.
Throwing $50 and $100 bills the whole way down the road.
Oh.
Just making a raid. Taking money out of the bag
stupid.
And just throwing handfuls.
Is it stupid or is it smart? Because I see a naked man running down the street.
Throwing money.
Guess where my attention is going to be focused on?
The money. Well, yeah.
Sorry, officer. I couldn't tell you where he went. What he looked like. Too busy scooping up these fitties. That's how that's going.
The Sun Sentinel reported that the man was taken to a hospital and found to be totally coherent and uninjured.
Oh, really?
He was charged with bank robbery, and it's unclear at this point if he has an attorney.
Now, listen, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but you see the mugshot. That's Hoppy all day long. That's Ryan Hoppy all day long.
The problem is, the picture, it does. If you told me this is Ryan Hoppy's brother, I would say, oh, yeah, I see the resemblance.
It's like Ryan Hoppy. And I can't remember his name. He was in Better Off Dead. It was like John Cusack and Ryan Hoppy had a baby.
And that's the guy?
Freak! Yes. Post that one up on the BDRS Facebook page and ask him if it don't look like Hoppy.
On the plus side, he's got a hell of an opening monologue for his act.
True.
Yeah.
It's all about the story, man.
Yeah, guy walks into a bank.
I was having a bad day. Had my arm in a cast. Wasn't robbing a bank. Guy got back exploded. Running down the street naked.
Yeah. See, he didn't see he didn't foresee the dye pack.
Wanted to be a... You always say don't put the dye pack
no,
in.
No, that's the only way it goes.
All right.
Let's go up to New York real quick.
Oh, sure.
New York State Sheriff's Office said deputies pulled over a suspicious vehicle. Now, what do you guys think would make a vehicle suspicious? If you're driving down the road, you look over like, man, that vehicle is suspicious. What do you think would make a vehicle look suspicious?
No tag.
All right. Doc, what do you think?
Strange paint job.
Strange paint job. All right. Jerrica, what do you think of a suspicious vehicle would be a dead giveaway for that?
Maybe there's something coming out of the trunk.
All right.
Oh, fair enough.
I like that.
Well, Sheriff's Office responded this past Monday to a report of a suspicious vehicle located the car near at a nearby intersection. The reason the car was so suspicious is that it had no doors.
Oh, that would be a giveaway.
No windows.
It's a Jeep.
No windshield.
Oh.
No license plate.
Oh. I called that one.
And it had an axe sticking from the roof.
Oh. I'm looking at this.
That could be an accessory.
You can see the vehicle right there.
Oh, dude. Dude, that's straight out of a horror movie.
Deputies told Daily News that the driver, Jared Price, who's 21, performed poorly on the field sobriety test.
Gee, you think?
And he was found to be impaired by multiple different drug categories. The man was arrested on charges of driving while impaired by drugs, driving while impaired by a combination of drugs and alcohol, driving without a license, operating an unregistered and uninspected motor vehicle, operating without insurance, lacking a front windshield, and driving without safety glass.
How about driving without doors and with an axe on top of your roof? Good Lord.
I would say that the axe implanted in the roof of the car, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dead giveaway.
You may be right.
especially if you're drinking, driving, riding dirty. Maybe take the axe out of the roof next time.
This is the car in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles after it got jacked up.
That's what it looks like. Exactly.
Freak!
Let's do one more.
All right. We got time.
We'll do this one. This was in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Ever been there?
No.
Anybody, Oklahoma?
Tulsa. Been to Tulsa.
What were you doing up in Tulsa?
I was an expert witness in a federal malpractice case.
Oh. Well, a former substitute teacher in Oklahoma, she's pleaded guilty because she wants a reduced sentence. She was given a 2-year suspended sentence and can't teach for 2 years.
Okay.
The reason she pled guilty, what she pled guilty for was she did a cartwheel in class.
Okay.
I'm confused. Okay.
She did a cartwheel in class in front of the students.
She was missing something.
Wearing.
That's a thing. Mm. Former substitute teacher in Oklahoma did a cartwheel in class. Unfortunately, she wasn't wearing any panties when she did said cartwheel. She exposed herself to the students when she did the cartwheel wearing a long skirt but no underwear.
Oh.
She's now pleaded guilty because she obviously was arrested.
All right.
She believes that the incident was blown out of proportion, as she says in the police report.
I'm looking at the mugshot. That's definitely a felony.
She's suspended for 2 years of teaching, and she will not have to register as a sex offender for pleading guilty for the lesser charge.
All right.
She was charged in February after performing a cartwheel where she exposed her genitalia to the class.
Oh!
At a high school. It was in choir class, too.
Oh!
She was a substitute teacher in a choir class.
Choir, that's the best part.
Not only, here, I'll show you the mugshot.
Oh, I see the mugshot.
Here, Doc, you're looking for the old naked cartwheel. Yeah. I don't know if that's
saying. That's a felony.
Maybe she didn't do laundry.
Hey, kids, watch this. Gagow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, if you're a substitute teacher and you want to show you the kids your cartwheel skills, you might want to make sure you got the...
Put on some drawers.
You got some panties covering your genitalia.
A girl can forget, you know.
Or, you know.
Freak!
Hey, maybe she did forget. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's like, oh, man, I forgot. I didn't wear panties to high school today.
She's trying to put them on the glass.
You think so?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about a former... freeze traumatic night thing.
Yeah.
The dye pack. How does that work? Does it go off at like a minute after they get put in there? Is it timed?
I think it's
motion
timed.
Activated?
It's a timer. Yeah,
how long do you have before the dye pack goes off?
Not a lot of time.
Not long.
I don't know exactly how.
Yeah, about 30 seconds, I think. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that just piss them off, though?
It marks all the bills.
Right in the bank, the guy turns around and shoots you.
I can't be 100% sure. It may either be time and or it might be with the jostling of the money where when it slips out, it's air activated or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. But I do think Gio is right that it's a time thing. It might be a minute or two, a minute and a half.
I assume that they have a special dye pack bag that they keep on ready for robberies.
Right. It might
you know
be.
What I mean?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, too, I think there is a pre-wrapped amount of bills that contains a dye pack within it.
Like they're
they're
on the ready at any moment.
Yeah. So behind the counter there's like a bag that says in case of robbery use this.
I guess.
Yeah. So if somebody knows, I guess you can't really give that information.
Because I would want the robber to be out and halfway down the block when the dye pack goes off because he's gonna be mad.
Right. Absolutely.
You want to do one more?
One more. We got time.
We'll bring it back to Florida.
All right.
Ocala, right down the road, about an hour and a half, from here. Woman was arrested on Thursday in Ocala because officers found crack cocaine on her possession.
Oh!
Old school.
As the officer was about to transport Claudia Diane Quillen to the Marion County Jail, probation officer noticed a small Ziploc baggie among papers that were in her hands.
Okay.
The baggie contained some small rocks. It tested positive for crack cocaine. Now, the reason she was there to begin with is she was going in to her parole officer because today was the day that she was to get a drug test.
Wow.
Unfortunately, officials say She brought someone else's urine with her for the drug test.
Oh, come on, baby.
So she got busted with someone else's urine for the drug test.
Right.
And then on top of that, had crack cocaine on her at the parole office.
Come on, Claudia. You know better than that, girl.
But she did tell officials that the drugs did not belong to her. While she was being arrested, police officer said it was noted that the woman had warrants from two other counties.
Oh, Claudia.
One was for a violation of possession of a controlled substance. The other one was a violation of probation for felony petty theft.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the parole office, probably a good idea not to be riding dirty.
Well, maybe when she... Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah,
I mean, look at the picture.
I know.
The mugshot.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, drugs are the least of Claudia's problems.
But, yeah, so she had the fake urine and the crack cocaine at the parole office. Dead giveaway, man.
Dead giveaway.
Freak! And that's a Freaks for tonight.
There you go. You did a fantastic... That was freaky.
What's wrong, man.
What's wrong with people, Doc?
It's a little crazy world out there.
Speaking of crazy... Did you see that HBO had to apologize for a new show?
I did.
Yeah. They should know better than that.
Well, you know who it was?
No.
It's the guys that created Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
The guys who created Game of Thrones have a new HBO show, and they announced it via a press release.
Okay.
Apparently, the premise of this show is where the Confederacy... won the war.
Oh!
It's funny how a couple days ago we had a story about how the guys at Game of Thrones, as Mo noticed.
Right. Well, it wasn't me. It was Boyega from Force Awakens.
That Game of Thrones didn't have too many black guys.
The lack of diversity, I believe, is how he termed it.
In the show.
And now they have
And then
this.
They drop a press release and say, hey, we got this new show after Game of Thrones ends called... Confederacy.
Oh, that's just bad timing is what that is. We'll find out all about it when we get back. It's the BDRS. Things come out at night. Things come out at night. Things come out at night.
Things come out at night. Things come out at night. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.